My favorite line from Karate Kid 3 is, "A man can't see, he can't fight," because it translates so well to the goalie position. You can't block what you can't see. So we want to train ourselves to always follow the ball into our block. Now, of course, there are going to be times when we flinch or we have to close our eyes right before making a save. You know, if I spent the time on the internet, I could find photos of all the world-class goalies, water polo, soccer, hockey, anything, with photos of them closing their eyes on shots, especially shots that they've made. It's just going to happen. But we want to reduce how many times it happens because that's going to increase our chances to make a save. So this is a drill I came up with to help keep our eyes on the ball throughout the block. So the gear for this is basically just a ball and a big fat black marker. You can use any ball, new one or old one. I usually use old balls. And then I write a letter, just big and bold, on each face of the ball, so about 6 letters in total. And I try to use letters that are very unique, that are very easy to stand out when they're coming at you to read. So something like X, Y, S. I've used T, O, B, L. Anything that you think is just unique, to put it on there that you can easily read. So there's a couple steps to this drill. For the beginner part is you just start on dry land. So you have 2 goalies stand about, 6 meters apart on land, and then they chest pass the ball to the other goalie like they were putting the ball into an upper corner on a cage. So you're making the receiving goalie just reach a little bit like they would in the water, and so that they have to track their eyes into their hand as they're making that save. And you're throwing a chest pass to reduce spin on the ball so that as that ball goes into their hand, they're calling out the letter that they see. Then to make the drill harder, again, you're still on dry land, you can start adding some more spin with that chest pass, and you can start moving to an actual throw with the ball. So they're actually, shooting it on dry land like they would in the water. And besides as a beginner drill, you could use this drill as a pre-game warm-up, a pre-practice warm-up, just anything you do before you get in the water, kind of get used to tracking that ball. To make the drill more advanced, we're going to move into the water. So again, here we can start out with a 2-hand pass to reduce the spin and to practice tracking the ball while lunging. And we're putting the two things together. So depending on the shooter's leg strength, again, this could be a chest pass, or they can just do the 2-handed overhead soccer style throw and take the spin off the ball as they do that. And then the same thing as before, you keep progressing to more spin and harder throws and getting to a point where you're actually shooting the ball like you would shoot a normal ball. And what I found from experience is in the water, the 2-handed soccer style passing shot works really well to get power on the shot and to reduce the spin on the ball and to have accuracy on where you're putting it. And when you get to actually shooting the ball, there's going to come a point where the spin is just too much and you just really can't make out any letters. So back off on the power a little bit and try to slow the spin enough so that the goalie is still able to perform a proper lunge, but they're being challenged and they have to still read that letter on that ball. A big question that pops up with this drill and the progression of the drill is, does accuracy matter? Well, for the beginner portion and those dry land portions, I do care about the accuracy. I really want the goalie concentrating on that ball and following it with their eyes. They're not being challenged with having to egg beater and lunge, so they can really focus their concentration on that ball, watch it into their block, and call out that letter. Then once we get in the water, and now that we're actually kind of shooting the ball and we're challenging with trying to track that letter, I don't care as much about the accuracy. The whole act of trying to have them call the letter out keeps their eyes on the ball all the way into the block. I want them to try their hardest to call out that letter, but if I see their eyes open the entire way and they're tracking that ball very well, then I'm fine with them being inaccurate. Again, this is a drill to build muscle memory so that when it's a real shot in a real game, their eyes are just naturally following that ball into their block. Now, if you have any questions about this drill, any other questions about training to be a water polo goalie or being a goalie, or you have tweaks to this drill that you want to share with us, please send me an email and also reach out through the new Substack and put comments there, because this originally was a post on the Substack first before it was a podcast, and we can continue the conversation there. Until next time.